From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An announcement from President Obama at the White House today. He has chosen a new chief of staff. The president announcing he's decided on J.P. Morgan Chase executive William Daley to fill the slot once held by Rahm Emanuel. The president said few people will bring more experience to the job than Daley, a veteran political manager with Wall Street ties. Daley replaces interim chief of staff Pete Rouse, who took over after Emanuel stepped down to launch a mayoral bid. William Daley, the brother of Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, was commerce secretary under the Clinton administration. Republicans in Congress today carried through on their promise to try to keep the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating greenhouse gases that affect climate. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, EPA regulations are the most likely means to limit those gases since Congress failed to pass a climate bill last year.
Three Republican members of the House of Representatives each introduced bills to either strip EPA of its power to limit greenhouse gases or to delay the agency from doing so. They say these limits would hurt the economy. EPA officials have long argued that the Clean Air Act gives the agency the right to make factories and power companies that emit climate warming gases reduce those emissions. In 2007, the Supreme Court agreed. The agency did not move forward, however, as members of Congress attempted to pass a new climate law that would have done the same thing without invoking the Air Act. Those attempts failed, and now climate advocates are depending on EPA to do what Congress could not. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Warning to congressional leaders from Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who today said failure to raise the government's debt ceiling by the spring could affect millions of jobs. Geithner says the government's likely to reach the limit between March 31st and May 16th, and he said not increasing the $14.3 trillion debt limit could have a major effect on employment. Number of laid-off workers filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose last week, but as NPR's John Itzty reports, the long-term trend continues to point to an improving jobs market.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits rose to 409,000 last week. That's an increase of 18,000 from the previous period. But the four-week moving average, a more reliable indicator, declined to its lowest level in nearly 2.5 years. That suggests the job market is continuing to heal, albeit slowly. Economists are predicting Friday's report on unemployment for December will reinforce that trend. Analysts are predicting that a jump in job creation occurred last month and that the economy added in the neighborhood of 150,000 to 175,000 jobs. That would be an improvement from the disappointing job creation in November, when the economy added only 39,000 jobs overall. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Mixed close on Wall Street as investors mulled over some new retail sales figures. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 25 points to close at 11,697. The Nasdaq gained 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. State investigators in Maryland and federal law enforcement officials are investigating two incendiary devices that were sent to government buildings in Maryland today. Remember station WAMU, Sabri Benakor has this report.
The two book-sized packages shot out flame and sulfurous smoke when they were opened by mailroom employees at Maryland's Department of Transportation in Hanover, Maryland, and a second government building in Annapolis, all within 20 minutes of each other. Employees reported singed fingers, but there were no serious injuries and no property damage. The packages were addressed to Governor Martin O'Malley and the Department of Transportation. All state mailrooms were quarantined as state and federal law enforcement looked for possible other packages. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benishore in Annapolis.
Man who bought one of two winning tickets for this week's $380 million Mega Millions drawing came forward today to collect his winnings. 68-year-old Jim McCullough, along with another still unknown winner, had all the numbers in the second-largest single lottery jackpot in U.S. history. Joined by his wife, Carolyn, at a news conference in Olympia, Washington today, McCullough described the moment when the couple realized they'd won.
She looked and she studied and she looked and she studied and she looked at me and screamed! Tears started flowing down and I looked at her and I started crying and I thought, and she all she could say was, "Is this real?"
After federal taxes, the McCullers get to take home $90 million. McCullough, a retired Boeing worker, bought his winning ticket at a supermarket in Washington State. Crude oil futures prices moved lower today. The price for benchmark crude oil was down $1.92 a barrel to end the session at $88.38 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow was down 25 points today. This is NPR.